He jumped on his horse and left.
It's at three, I mean, get it. We'll give you everybody a second.
There'll be three new ones here.
That's what I said, George.
That's right.
Isn't that what I said?
Yeah.
There'll be three new amigos here.
You said the three, yeah, I said, well, there's, well, the one amigo just took off. He didn't stick with the amigos. You following? The Jones amigo.
Oh, yeah, he turned on us, yeah.
That amigo went.
Let me go see if I can find
it. Rogers and I are amigos.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
I'll start to see you down, beat around the bush.
Is he a motorcycle guy now?
I have a letter that I still have to give you from Sussex Cyclists. We're going to have our annual meeting on the 4th of November on Election Day.
Be quick, I need all this.
Yeah, so I'll get it to you.
All
right. Got technical problems here.
Hey, they're going to pay you attorney fees for today.
I'm sorry?
They're going to pay you attorney fees for today.
See if you can get some counts of money to get you a new pair of shoes. Hey, Vance. Can he get a cash grant for that? He's willing to walk in the streets.
You're going to Fiji for 3 weeks and you get a hole in your shoes.
How do you have a hole in this blower?
You're a typical Democrat.
I got some duct tape at home. I'll prove it.
Ask Kramer. See if Kramer will prove it.
Yeah.
We'll get that covered.
We're running under the mission.
I'd go in the other room because.
Okie dokie.
You're about to lose your Sussex County paycheck, too.
That's right.
Big money.
You're about to lose your Sussex County paycheck.
I am.
Well, if you leave, you will.
Oh, hell, nobody told me that.
We're going to hire you as a consultant.
I'll be hired as a consultant. Yes, I'm sorry.
I just had a question to ask Shane. Listening to the second motion, isn't there something in the ordinance that says if there's a council denial, they have to wait a year?
If it's same or similar, which I believe, I mean, it's still multifamily, it's the same use, so they would have to wait a year. Yeah,
maybe they'll come
second
in and make an application
anyhow,
MR.
So it ain't. Well, it'll be more than a year.
It would have been contradictory to the
right.
If they file today, it'd
be saved the best for last.
Mr. Abbott, could you tell us about 1750?
This is application of John Gilman to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for athletic fields and related parking to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100 Sussex County, containing 8.25 acres more or less, lying east of Powell Center Road, 800 feet northwest of Roxana Road. Now, this public hearing was also held October 9th. On September 29th, the applicant submitted an exhibit booklet and a site plan. The commission received comments from DLDOT, County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. There were three letters received in opposition to this application. The applicant and his attorney were present, gave a presentation. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. On October 9th, the commission deferred action. On October 23rd, they discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of CU 1750 for a fitness center, athletic fields, and related parking based upon the record and for the following reasons. The use will provide a public service of providing fitness, training, and structured recreational uses to nearby residents through athletic fields and the fitness center. The fields will be used for adult sports leagues as well as summer sports camp. The proposed CU promotes the health, safety, convenience, and welfare of the residents of the county. The project, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The application is compliant with the county comprehensive plan update, and this recommendation for approval subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the use shall be limited to the fitness center and apartment shown on the preliminary site plan in the front portion of the site and the playing fields in the rear of the site with required parking necessary for both. B, no lighting shall be permitted for the athletic fields. C, no alcoholic beverages shall be permitted at the outdoor facilities. D, the hours of operation shall be from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days per week. E, as proposed by the applicant, a 20-foot wide buffer shall be around the entire perimeter of the site. F1 lighted signs shall be permitted not to exceed 32 square feet per side or facing. G, there shall be no more than 10 employees associated with the use. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning Commission. There was a motion and second carried unanimously to forward this application to the council with a recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 5-0. I'll pass down the exhibit booklet and a copy of the site plan for your review.
Okay, Jim.
Any questions of Mr. Abbott?
I think everybody's cool.
Ms. Carmine?
Good afternoon.
We're blessed that we don't have John today.
For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine. I'm an attorney with the law firm Sergovic & Carmine, located here in Georgetown, Delaware. I represent the applicant, Mr. John Gilman, who is also here today to speak on behalf of the presentation. Mr. Gilman will speak in a couple moments. I just want to give a brief overview of the application and discuss its compliance with the zoning code as well as the comprehensive plan. Mr. Gilman has applied for conditional use of land to enable him to provide needed services by creating a fitness and training studio, as well as an outdoor sports complex, which will provide recreation and fitness programs to residents of the areas near Bethany Beach, Millville, Ocean View, and Fenwick Island. As an overview, the property is located in an AR1 zoning district under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it's located near the intersections of Route 17 and Route 20 at Roxana. The purpose of the AR1 district is to provide for low-density, single-family residential development with churches, recreational facilities, and, of course, accessory uses as may be necessary or compatible with the residential surroundings. Conditional uses that are permitted in the AR1 zoning district include residential, business, commercial, or industrial uses when the purposes of the chapter are more fully met by issuing a conditional use permit. We are of the opinion that the proposed use does meet the purpose of the AR1 zoning district, and it is compatible with neighboring uses. For example, the non-residential uses in close proximity to the property include but are not limited to an antique and upholstery shop known as Back in Time, storage units, Topper's custom-built countertops and Klein Enterprises, Seaside Gifts, there's a church and a cemetery in close proximity, the Pyle Center, and, of course, the administrative office of the Indian River School District. The proposed use is also in compliance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update of 2003, which provides that this property is located in a low-density district. The purpose of the low-density district at page 14 of the plan is to provide for a full range of agricultural activities and to protect agricultural lands from objectionable, hazardous, and unsightly uses. This district permits limited industrial uses and retail businesses, as well as other district-related services. We propose that the use is in character with the surrounding uses. It's not objectionable, it's not hazardous, and it's definitely not unsightly, and it does therefore comply with the 2003 plan update. Although this application is being considered under the 2003 plan, it does also comply with the 2008 plan update, which I believe is very important. The goals of that plan are to encourage tourism and other responsible commercial and industrial job providers to both locate and invest in Sussex County. We believe that the proposed recreational uses will in fact serve tourism and will provide for other responsible commercial job providers to both locate and invest in our county. This project also provides an outdoor recreation complex as well as an indoor training fitness center, which meets the park and recreation element of the 2008 plan without seeking financial partnership with the county, which I believe is very important. Also provides for the recreation needs of persons who are living in close proximity to the use. There's no evidence that there will be any detrimental or adverse impact on neighboring uses, DLDOT did not recommend a traffic study as there's no significant impact on traffic as a result of the use. We are of the opinion that it is compatible with neighboring uses, and it would actually enhance the area by providing a needed service in the form of a fitness center and outdoor recreation complex rather than adversely impact the community. At this time, I'd like to invite Mr. Gilman to further present the application and to give you more details about his plans with regard to the property.
Thank you, Shannon. My name is John Gilman, and I live in Ocean View, Delaware, 19 Columbia Avenue, and soon to be living on the site at 35025 Powell Center Road. I just want to talk a little bit about how I came to do this property. I acquired the property 15 years ago when I was a 19-year-old kid. And, I didn't know too much about, you know, development or any of that stuff. I just knew I wanted to eventually do something with something down the beach, and that's how I acquired it. About 5 years ago, I came in front of you gentlemen with an application that's in your booklet to do a B1 rezoning for initial 40,000 square foot office complex, which was going to be part of the postal distribution center, because I previously had worked for the post office. That motion was withdrawn from you guys just because of the problems that my neighbors had addressed at the meetings. So I wanted to go back to the drawing board and figure out what I could do with my property. It's funny, though, that 5 years later I stand in front of you and there's a 100-some-thousand square feet office complex approved down the street and a new postal complex. So maybe I was just 5 years ahead of my time. Some of the stuff that they addressed was it was not an appropriate use for the location, it would interject substantial commercial enterprise, it would produce significant traffic, and a fitness center doesn't fit. As you gentlemen have in front of you, I submitted a surrounding business guide that cited within roughly a half mile of my property, there were 19 known businesses, and Shannon touched on some of those. I want to talk about the site plan for the sports fields and the fitness center. The parking is based on, I think the required amount is 50 for the site. I believe there's 53. It was drawn up by Mearstone. They couldn't be here today, so I'm actually going over it with you. I wanted it to be laid out to where I could do a multiple of sports. They're listed in Appendix G of the modified business plan for the sports center. It gives you a list of sports that could possibly be there, soccer fields, football, lacrosse, softball. However, I know there's a Pyle Center right down the street at a mile from my property, and there's the River Run Soccer Club. Those uses are for people under the age of 18. My goal, although I will service, get into a little bit later about servicing children on this site, as far as camps and stuff like that, is for adult sports and adult recreation, because I've been playing softball down in Ocean City for the last two summers, and I'm tired of driving all the way down there to play softball. And, you know, there's a lot of people that live around where I do that. Roxanne is just a hop, skip, and a jump away, and we need it. The septic is already installed on the site. As I said, I just got my occupancy permit earlier before this hearing to be able to live upstairs. It's 495 gallons per day. There's a submittal, an affidavit by Leif Erickson that's in your book about the septic and stuff like that. I just want to touch on that real quick. They are elevated sand mounds. When I did the original proposal, they had said and stated in there that I could get 2,500 gallons per day. However, when I went to the drawing board to do this and do the research, it's only good for about 1,800 gallons per day because of the size of the mounds that they would have to be. So it's not going to be overly gigantic or anything like that. I know that when I do this project, my limiting factor is the septic that I have and the 10 employees that Planning and Zoning has capped me off at. I wanted to touch on why you guys are probably wondering why I built the building before I came and got the conditional use approved. I've owned this property for 15 years, and I bought a lot in Dagsboro about 8 years ago. And I have the two properties, and I wanted to build someplace where I could live. I couldn't afford to build a big house in Point Farm, the development where I bought the lot. So I decided I wanted to build on this property, but the whole goal was I needed to get out of a bad loan and consolidate both these loans into one loan. And the problem I was having was I had two pieces of property, and I couldn't get any of the equity out of it because just raw land is so hard to refinance and get cash out. So I built this building, and my objective was to take a gamble with this application and build something that I could live in, and B, I could eventually use and as a business. And that's why I built it the way I did and before you guys actually approved the use. The restrictions that were mentioned from planning and zoning, I had imposed, I guess, most if not all of those on myself to be a good neighbor. No lights, no alcohol, business hours. I really took to heart the stuff that they complained about last time with the gigantic proposal that I had with the 40,000 square foot office building and wanted to downsize it to something that I would be comfortable running. I have a degree in exercise science, an ex-football coach, strength and conditioning coach, and I just wanted to do something that I could, do a business that I would like, and I could get out of doing the three jobs that I do now. Also in your booklet, there's a wetlands portion. The Army Corps of Engineers determined that there were no wetlands on the site. That was done by Ken Redinger of Atlantic Resource Management. Just to talk about the modified business plan a little bit about the fitness center itself. I call it a fitness center. It's more geared towards personal training. It will be open membership. However, because of the limit of people I'm going to be able to have, it's going to be very customer friendly and geared towards a personal touch aspect. As far as there's a wet bar in there for health foods, supplements, stuff like that. But it's geared towards the older population of what Sussex County's become. I know when I go to a restaurant down here, it's the baby boomer generation is retired here, and that's who my 80% of my clientele is going to be, to service them and to cater to them the way they like to be catered to. And also, about the sports complex itself, it would be run for adult leagues, all different various sports that I've listed in the booklet. They'd be most of them would be run at night because people work during the day. I would do summer camps for kids, sports camps for lacrosse, hockey, football, whatever was needed. I haven't got too much into that aspect because I don't want to do too much research before I'm approved for this application. I don't know what the need will end up being as far as the actual sports. So like I tried to tell planning and zoning, that site plan could change. I could not put softball fields in, just do soccer fields, lacrosse fields. I could put basketball courts in. volleyball, you know, sand courts. I really don't know until I get to that, but there's plenty of green space on there. Like I said, the parking is at 53 spots. There's more land available for that need. However, I'm only looking to be servicing about 180 clients a day as far as the fitness center goes, and that averages out to no more than about 12 per hour. So you're only talking about 12 to, you know, 20 spots at a given time. So it's probably overkill for some of that, and then it would be filled up with the other sport stuff. But I just want to touch on it earlier about all the businesses. I did this presentation for you guys, and I didn't realize how many businesses were actually around me. You ride by there and you think, well, it's, you know, houses, but I think there's more businesses than actually houses that are in that area. And I just think what I want to do fits everything that's that this area needs. There are no recreational places for adults to do certain sports, and the other fields are limited just on baseball or soccer. You know, so even the kids aspect, they're limited to two sports in those other areas. So I just think it's something that's needed.
Thank you very much.
In conclusion, it's our opinion that this project does comply with both the 2003 plan as well as the 2008 plan update. It also meets the purpose of the AR1 zoning district. It will have no adverse or detrimental impact on neighboring uses, but will rather enhance the area by providing a much-needed service. We thank you for your consideration of the application and request that you approve the conditional use. Thank you. And, of course, we're here for questions if you have any.
May I ask a question, Shannon?
Sure.
In your booklet, Exhibit C, it's called Introduction. I think it was prepared by your
Mr.
client.
Gilman. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Down near the bottom of that page, it says no alcoholic beverages permitted on site, which I assume would be the entire site.
Yes.
But the condition recommended by the commission was no alcoholic beverages permitted at the outdoor facilities, which would seem to allow the possibility that he could apply for a license inside. If he doesn't intend to apply for a license inside, would he object if C of the if the condition is that what he recommended done on site?
We have no objection to that. He has no plans to permit alcoholic beverages on the site.
Okay, the page 2 of that Exhibit C, mm-hmm, at the top says, let's see.
With regard to the time restriction?
No, at the bottom of the first page, back of the first page. It says limiting the number of users of the fitness center to the number of users allowed under the septic system permits. And apparently, if you look over in Exhibit G, there's a modified business plan.
Mm-hmm.
And the middle part of that says phase one of this of the sewer would permit up to 50 members per day, phase two, another 50, phase three, 50.
I can explain that a little bit more if you'd like.
Let me just make one more statement. The only condition in the recommendation of the commission was that there should be no more than 10 employees, which would not place any limit over on the number of overall users. And what you were recommending in your introduction is that you would be willing to limit the users to the number that would be allowed under the septic system. Would that be acceptable to you to have it stated like that?
It would certainly be acceptable.
Better.
Because we don't have any way of checking it. We're not going to run out and figure it out.
I think what the commission was thinking was the fact that maybe someday there might be sewer out there. I know it's the Roxana proposed district. But by limiting me to 10 employees, I can only service so many people. So I think that's where the commission was at.
But you wouldn't object to what you said applying that it be limited to?
No, because I mean I can only service what my sewer capacity is going to be.
And then the third thing, the condition recommended by the commission said, as proposed by the applicant, the 20-foot wide buffer shall be constructed around the entire perimeter. And then I was unclear in reading your introduction. It says maintain a 20-foot wide landscaping buffer. It sounds like it already exists.
It already exists. I had the agricultural Department of Agriculture come out and plant 1,000 white pine all the way around the property. This part is still wooded here. So there's 1,000 pine trees. Some have died since that was done 2.5 years ago.
So you don't have to construct anything. It's already there.
It's already done.
Okay. Is the other side, the frontage part?
The frontage part wasn't done by them because they didn't want to get into white pine going so high. And
but you have to understand the conditions as the entire property.
Okay. He has it on the other two sides because it's existing forest, apparently.
Yeah,
existing forest.
There's nothing in the front. It's clear.
Oh, okay.
I would not be objected. I'm actually a landscaper down here.
Well,
because their recommendation says it's all the way around, and I just wanted to be clear.
I think you're going to see is a driveway, for lack of a better word.
It's exactly how it is on the plan. It starts here and goes all the way around to here with the white pines, and then this is still naturally.
Is that the power road?
So what you're saying?
Power lines that run all along Route 20. What
you're saying is that you'd like to keep what you've got. And if the forest on the top side should ever get clear cut, that you'd be willing to plant 20 feet of white pines along
there?
Yeah,
actually, and there are some already actually planted through there.
Okay. So you just don't...
Because they could only go with 1,000 so many, so they did put some through there already.
So you just don't want to have it along the roadway?
Well, the problem with that they had determined was they couldn't use white pine because they were too tall, they're 60 foot high, and that would create problems with power lines. Mm-hmm. So what they recommended were using cherry, some other species, but I haven't gotten into that yet.
Well, we could probably just consider putting something in there, letting the commission work on a landscape plan with the gentleman.
Well, I
just wanted to, the problem
I
was seeing was that
I don't want him to get say yes and then find out it's going to cost a buku bucks, to put something in the front, and I'm not sure.
Well, the reason I mentioned that is that they were requiring him to put 20 feet of trees across the front. And you might not see the entrance. It might be dangerous.
And that will be
one of my neighbors that were in the direct, it would create a problem in the front because there is a slight curve to Route 20 when you come around my property. So by keeping it open.
I think we ought to modify that. Jimmy, I don't know if you want to modify it to say that, I don't know what the way is, west, north, and all that good stuff, but,
Do you have any recommendation on that, Shane? Where it says around the entire perimeter, would you just put around the perimeter with the exception of the road frontage?
Yeah, just put that. Any landscaping along Route 20 would be subject to site plan review.
Okay.
If you, like Mr. Gilman said, if you put these trees, they'll tear the power lines up.
Yeah.
They grow that tall.
And the co-op's got to go out and trim those down. Okay. You got to modify that one, Jim? Any other question? All right, we're good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here who wishes to be heard on this application? Let the record show no one else asked to be recognized. Are you okay to close the record?
Please.
Close the public record.
Would you like to read the title, please?
The title is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for athletic fields and related parking to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being Baltimore 100 Sussex County containing 8.25 acres more or less.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Second.
It's moved to second that we adopt conditional use 1750 right. With the modification.
Want to go over those?
Yes.
Please.
Case C would be no alcoholic beverages shall be permitted on the site.
E was next.
As proposed by the applicant, a 20-foot wide landscape buffer shall be maintained around the perimeter with the exception of the road frontage on Route 20 and that any landscaping along Route 20 would be subject to site plan review. And the other thing was in E, it would read as proposed by the, I'm sorry if that's the wrong one.
Yeah, I think that should be it.
There was one more that he indicated. Where it says there'd be no more than 10 employees on the site, that's G, and then put, and the number of users of the fitness of the facility would be limited to the number of users allowed under the septic disposal system, under the permits for the septic disposal system. He chose to do that.
He chose to do that.
Yeah, my motion includes those.
Those, all three?
Yeah, the capacity, obviously. Well, you have to have concern about that.
I guess.
How are you going to monitor that?
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, I don't know.
And how do you know they're going to the bathroom when they go there?
But then, you know,
I put it in there because he said that he would do that.
I understand that. But I got mixed emotions about that.
Well, I'll tell you what, then we ought to strike all of G because I don't know if we want to count employees or any of that kind of stuff and just.
Okay.
I mean, that's a thought.
Yep.
Strike G.
Is there any consensus to do
that? I think there's a consensus to strike
G. Yes, sir. I agree, Mr. Coleman.
Dale's got his pencil out.
I don't know. We're starting to dress. He's
got his big crown out. We're getting rid of G.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to miss you, Dale.
You know, I'm starting to think of like Mr. Coleman. It scares me. I'm glad I'm retiring.
I'm going to miss you.
So the modification would be on C and E.
Okay, so we're scrapping G.
I can't sleep at night.
No, and I'm going to be gone. That's right.
Okay.
I'll stop and see once in a while.
We are modifying. Okay, the motion is to approve conditional use. 1750, we're modifying C, we're modifying E, and we're eliminating G.
Pretty confusing.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Yes, thank
with
you.
The condition.
Yes.
You caught me off guard without saying anything else, so that's all. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes, with the modification and with the reasons and stipulations, yes.
Mr. Roger?
Yes.
My vote is yes also with the condition. Thank you.
Billy.
Good luck.
Yep.
After January.
Can you invite George down there? His cholesterol is a little high, and I'm worried about him. So, he
blood pressure, cholesterol.
Oh, it's cholesterol. He's in a puddle.
I'm in bad shape. After last week, I've been depressed.
Depressed. Yeah, I understand. Shane? Old business.
But Dale, I got a song I'm going to be humming. I got a long, remember that song? I got a long.